You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast. I have someone very close to me who I really enjoy talking to. We've bonded on many different occasions. We have Sierra Renee. I am so excited to have you here. If I had a thing, if I had like a cheer, we would. But we're doing these podcasts now because we can't be anywhere. But yeah. Half the battle, right, is what we're doing, trying to just get through.
Yeah, stay creative. I love it.
Right? So we met on Big Fish.
Mm-hmm. I love that it's accompanied by a laugh.
Just a giggle. Just a pure giggle. And like you came in and you... Okay, who did you replace? You replaced someone from LA, right?
Oh, is that where you guys were before, LA?
I wasn't.
What was Chicago? I don't remember.
But wherever it was.
I was the last person added to the cast. I was playing the witch.
The good witch.
The witch. Was she good? I don't know.
Was she good? Well, you wailed. That's all I know.
She sure did wail.
They made you wail. That was all. We would have moments up in the dressing room where I'd be waiting and she'd be putting on the witch's stockings and we always say hello. That's how we bonded. That yeah, was how we...
Those weird milky looks. Witch types.
Oh my gosh. And she had an amazing wig in it though. Well, I don't know if it was an amazing wig, but it was an interesting wig because it's you didn't have like that magnet situation to yeah. like add that...
It was like, it was sort of a basic wig at the bottom, and then they had magnets that added on like a bouffant top to it, like a big, heavy 10-pound top. So that's all on top of my head. So it was depending on like which witch I was.
I think there was a little budget restriction, so we had to get very creative in the wig room. So instead of a whole new wig, it was just, let's attach a piece.
Let's just put a piece on with yeah. magnet.
Did you have your magnet, your microphone in your head or was it on your body? Do you remember?
You know, I don't actually I think we played around with it. I have a feeling they didn't want it in the wig with the magnets. Yeah, I don't think it was in the wig.
Well, that was a very short-lived, but I had fun. I think I cried several thousand times because of all of the wigs that come off at the end of the show.
That's a lot of wigs because I wasn't only the witch. I also had an ensemble track. So full there were ensemble. A lot of different wigs that were coming on and off.
Yeah, I think every person had like at least 12 different changes.
Wow.
And like the same wig would have to be like four different things. But enough about Big Fish because that's your start, though. You actually came before that. You took over for Patina Miller, right?
Oh, that was after.
It was after? Oh, yeah, so it really was.
My debut. My debut on the Broadway.
It was.
Yeah.
What? I mean, wow. Like, just where to come? Like, that's... I just remember you sitting in that one station. Every time I would look over, we just give this eye to each other. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. And we had like some big chorus girls who have done every show imaginable, you know. Girls.
Yes. Yes. That was my introduction.
Of the Broadway.
Being the shortest one for the first time in my whole life, because they're all like 6 foot. And I'm not a short girl, but no. I felt very small and stocky in comparison to these very tall, statuesque beauties.
But, I mean, then you went on to do Pippin.
Yes.
Right? How was that there? I didn't get to see you there.
It truly was a circus. It was craziness all the time. We had real, like, lifelong circus performers doing their very hyper specific acts every night, and we had like no one could really cover anybody. because everyone is so hyper-specific and they've been doing it their whole lives. Every single one of them had like a story about starting it when they were 3 years old. And I was like, okay.
Hey, I'm going to sing a little song for you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go over here and dance. Bye.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Totally different experience, obviously, from Big Fish, I'm assuming. Just from role to like, because you were a replacement, so you kind of had like the well-oiled machine going. How were the wigs in it?
I think I only actually had one wig.
So now you went from...
Did I even have two? Because I had one costume change. It was super simple. I mean, she just stayed in the slick black with like I had like a 1920s like finger wavy kind of. Oh wait, no, that's not true. That's what Patina had. I had like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like it was, I want to be PC. No. Like, you know, like a kind of like a short lesbian cut, like a cute, oh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was cute. I really like, I kind of wish I could pull it off in real life.
But you are kind of known for your hair. You know what I mean? Like with the shaved side, with the color in front. I mean, like you, like that's actually my question going down further. Like, how can you get away with it? I hear so many actresses who are just like, their hair is just like this hot topic. And you just walk in, shave sides and like a full on white piece in front.
How do
you get through it? Is it your team?
It really was. For a while, I was like, I'll never be able to cut my hair. I'll never be able to change it. Like, I have to keep it so that they can, you know, it can be at the discretion of whoever's creating whatever show I'm doing or TV show, whatever. It doesn't matter. I was like, it's they get to choose. And I was like, actually, it's my hair, so I'm going to do what I want. That just took me getting a little bit older and realizing it's my body, my choice. So I've always wanted to kind of be, like, have a more masculine like look to my hair. And so I was like, I'm gonna like shave. I did the sides and kind of the undercut in the back, which I'm now growing out, which is like a cute, and when I say cute, not cute at all, like reverse mullet.
Sensible.
It's just so strange. But I was kind of like, you know, if I shave the sides and I keep the rest of it long, I'll be able to hide it.
Yeah.
So if I have to go in and like audition for like the ingenue or like the sweet girl or the more feminine character, I can have my long hair or make it curly or whatever. But if I want to be a little bit more of a bad butt, I can just, you know, put it up and you get to see, you know, the shaved sides. As far as color though, I started graying like when I was 15 or 16, like it just like for real, like a streak in the front. And it's been that way and getting more and more as I've gotten older. Thanks, stress.
Well, I mean, you did start with Big Fish.
Oh man, she been through it. You know, I don't really mind it, but it does kind of, it puts you in like a different like category as an actress. Like if you have gray hair, they're like, oh, so you're 40. And I was like, not even close. So I decided when I was going to start going out for TV and film, I decided, let me just like cover it with like a blonde streak. Wouldn't that be fun? I never colored my hair before, except for like one incident when I was 12 with like Sun In. Child, what an incident, my gosh. But I never colored it before, so I was like, let me just try it myself. So I like bleached my own hair in the front. Oh, and it was so orangey yellow, and it was awful, and I really burned it and killed it. But then I ended up booking a TV show, and they were like, we love the streak, let's do more. And so I was getting like, you know, professional hair treatments then, but at that point it was already dead. It was super dead and there's nothing they could do. So by the end of the first season of that show, my hair was literally falling out. It was so dead. It was just like crisping off in the curling iron. It was a mess.
Oh, because that was like a big part of your Hawk Girl, right? That streak is iconic, to be honest.
It's iconic.
I'm just saying. We have a nice little superhero group that likes to follow the wigs and things, you know, Comic-Con. They are all about this
Yes.
streak.
Yeah, which, you know, TV is interesting, like sometimes you get wigs, sometimes you don't. We worked together on something where
Strangers. Yeah. That was another fun one.
To wear some interesting, the like Wendy's wig, Wendy's girl wig.
That red wig.
Oh my God.
Big budget. That was a big budget show.
Really big budget. Ooh. But on Legends, most of the time it was my own hair. So that's why like the styling, it was so difficult to keep my hair healthy. Being styled every 2 seconds. Mm. Every time we would call cut, the people descended on me, the hair and makeup people. And it was mostly me, because we are in Vancouver, and Vancouver's so humid, and there's so much rain. And so my hair was like,
kept growing.
Stay for just about a take, and then they'd have to recurl it. So it just was completely destroyed by the end of that, which, it was cool. So then I ended up cutting it off. I just was like, I had very short hair for a while because I was trying to just regrow it and make it healthy.
Oh my God. What products do they have you use to like try to keep it healthy?
Olaplex. I remember that. I am like so terrible with products. I am trying to find things now because I'm realizing like if I want to continue to color my hair, which I do, but very differently now, I go to like high grade professionals.
You're not gonna go get the box from the corner?
And I do it like twice a year because it's so expensive. And I, I try to like really moisturize it and take care of it. But now I feel like I'm using, what is it called? I'll have to look it up.
Okay. All right.
All right. But yeah, I remember Olaplex is one of the big things that we would have to do those treatments like every like couple of weeks.
Yes. Oh yes. So what was your favorite wig you have worn so far to date? Because where else have you worn wigs? Where else have you worn wigs?
Let's see. Oh, Hunchback. I had.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was a pretty wig actually.
Well,
was it heavy?
There were two wigs. The first one that we did in La Jolla was not very heavy. Mm. I mean, it was a lot of hair, but it was like very pretty, very princessy, like super, like kind of mostly straight with like nice curls at the end. Like it was very. But then when we moved to Paper Mill and we were trying to be like more gritty, they gave me a giant like long fro. Like I can't even, it's not like a fro, but like so thick and curl, like very curly on the kinkier side hair. Ugh. And it was messier and it was very big.
Oh, I really wish that was going to transfer, to be honest.
I know. Well, and it, okay. Like, just the themes of that just feels still so relevant. So long ago.
So long, yet so close.
Right. Yes. The products I use now are Aveda.
Aveda. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay.
But I won't say that like Hunchback was like my favorite wig situation. The heavy ones are hard. Right now, I am Elsa in Frozen. Who knows when we ever go back to that. Cool. Thanks, pandemic.
It is stunning on you. Like
those wigs are gorgeous.
How many do you have?
I four. I want to say four.
Four.
Yes.
That's the lucky number of a leading lady is four. Everyone, like almost every show, four. I'm like, is there a big change? Do I see a change? Like Big Fish, how, she had seven. I mean, we are also doing, from her a young aunt girl to a woman, but like four wigs, that's just, Okay, so Elsa is your favorite so far.
Well, I would say her favorite, except that it's super heavy. The braid is heavy. The braids are real deal. Right,
the only thing I wish it was bigger.
Do you really? I think I'd fall over. We would just, all women would just topple over as also. It would not work.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm just way more low maintenance with hair, meaning yes. I don't know how to take care of it. So I feel like my favorite wig was actually the one that I just wore for The Wrong Man. Like, I feel like I could legitimately pull that style off. It was like kind of short, curly, with like these kind of deep roots, but then like bleach blonde on the end, which I just loved it. I thought that's you though. Yeah, I feel like
that's the only reason why you liked it, because it was like, I could do this. I want to do this.
For me. Yeah, I would be lost trying to style my hair like Elsa. I would have no idea. There's all sorts of stuff.
I mean,
I would never be able to do that.
Do you put your wigs, microphones in your wigs for Elsa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I'm, I know it happens, like the two microphones, but I just hate it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can talk about Strangers a little bit. I mean,
yeah. We are reuniting.
Are reuniting on that show. I feel every time you worked, it was raining.
That's real. That's a real thing that occurred. Yes.
Like, always. I think I lost 3 umbrellas with you because I would give them to you because I would want your hair to stay. And then the PA would be like, where'd it go? I don't know. I'm just like, keep her hair pretty.
Sweet.
Oh God. But that was fun though. We had fun. I had fun, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was super chill. It was definitely like more on
very
the chill
laid side. Back.
Yeah.
Very laid back. Do you have a lot of riders for your hair? Like all your negotiations? To keep
riders.
It, yeah.
I honestly, I think Wrong Man was the first one where I was. They were wanting me to do because everybody else had their natural hair.
Mm.
And I said absolutely not because it just the problem. The thing is, it's like I've killed my hair enough, and I just refuse to do that. And I am also not good at, again, not good at doing my own hair. So if you're gonna make me curl my own hair every night, it's gonna look like trash most nights. Like 6 out of the 8 shows a week, it'll be bad. So it's just not good for anybody. And it's not, it didn't make sense for the character. Like if my character had really crappy hair, I'd be like, oh, okay, great. but it just didn't make sense. I think like, you know, she would do her hair. She was the character who would do her hair. So I was like, I have to have a wig.
Yeah. Was it a tough conversation? Like, were they fighting back?
No, I don't think so. I think because I was the female lead, I think that helped.
It was just, yeah.
Yeah, and I was the only person who was asking for that. All the other women were fine to do their own hair, which is, you know, makes it...
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
That's the freaking battle.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what was the worst hair experience you've had? Like where you're like cringing, but you were like very nice. Well, you're always nice. I wish you could see the smirk. She does my smirk.
I try my best. You know, I think like as a woman of color and as a mixed woman, a lot of times I'm in a chair with people and they just truly don't understand how to do my hair or to do my makeup, which is really like disconcerting because like, again, as a mixed woman, like I have much lighter skin, you know, like it's not white, but it's not black. And it's not, you know, it's like somewhere in the middle, some kind of brown. So you'd feel like, you know, you'd be able to understand that or make a mix of something or whatever. Right. But people like really lose their minds and don't know how to make it look like real skin. All of a sudden, I'm like a gray zombie. But and the same thing kind of goes with my hair is like my hair... You can't say that it's like quote unquote white girl hair. It's definitely not black girl hair. It's like somewhere in the middle of that, half curly, half straight, half frizzy, half, you know, like sleek. Like it's half of everything. That's like a mixed girl problem. And to treat it like, you know, oh, it's just, you know, yeah, you can just like throw an iron in it at any time and it's fine. It's like, no, you're destroying it. Or you can brush it. This is the number one thing. Like, if you brush my hair, it's going to give you something very different than what you think you're about to get. It's not going to make it necessarily nicer unless you have specific products in it. And you know what I mean? So it's like, I think I've had definitely some interesting encounters with people who haven't worked with me many times or like don't get the opportunity to work with me on several episodes or something or over a couple of days so they learn how my hair works.
Right.
You know, and you're just like, oh, okay, I'm going to have to just go in my dressing room or somewhere in the bathroom and like fix this on my own.
It's so frustrating.
It is.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you took a little bit of a break from the Broads, right? Yes. And now we're back as Elsa. I mean, That's that is some comeback. This thing
likes to make an entrance.
I mean, entrances.
Yeah, I know.
You're crashing barriers. First off, like holy, like how? What was that audition? Truthfully, to be honest, like how? Like your team? Like kudos to them. Because like you guys like, and you wail the freaking house out as always. Is there a show you haven't wailed yet?
Well, you know what? I will say Esmeralda isn't really a wailing role. You know, like that was, I got to do a bit more of like kind of my mixy kind of voice. It wasn't super high. Actually, I could like smoke, which I don't, but I could probably smoke a couple cigarettes and do Esmeralda like that. She was the easiest vocal role for me, I would say, for sure.
Because I know you were on Big Fish, you were crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, there's that high note. Let's change it today. Could you sing this note 5 minutes before you go on? Oh, yeah. We don't like your riff. Oh, okay. I'm like, great.
Do a two octave slide into a very, very high note. How's that feel? Okay. My first Broadway show at 22, 23.
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh yeah, I just graduated.
Oh, I just know. I just know the time you had there.
It was an interesting one.
Something on.
Yeah. But you know, I will say, coming back now, being older, wiser, having lived some more life, it was really a joy to be working on Frozen. The company was very inviting. It was cool to like step in and be a part of this like reimagining of the show because of the tour and everything like that. You know, we got to implement this new song. It was really like it was a pretty lovely process, to be honest. And coming from like where I started now, yay! Celebratory.
That really is good. All literally whenever I see you post something about, I'm just like, yeah, I truly just remember the girl putting on her stockings looking up. Ugh, that is, that's like whenever I see your name, like, oh, I'm just like, oh, she had such a rough time, but look what she's doing. So no, that's great. That, I mean, that is, yeah. What else? What is your prep? What, how did they prep your hair?
The loveliest part about Wrong Man and also Frozen is, you know, that they're doing it because it's been such a long time, you know, but they're like, I didn't have to do any of my pink curls or anything. I did my pink curls for Pippin, and it's just, why? Don't let me do anything associated with makeup or hair. I don't understand. I do my own makeup on Frozen. It's different every night. I swear I'm following the plot, and it turns out to be what it is. Anyway, but the hair, Ty was doing my hair, and he is just like, he has very gentle hands. It was super nice. They took care of everything. I was like, I'm not touching it. You do it. I'm happy to let, I have so much respect for people who do hair and makeup and just the things that I am literally like, I am incapable of doing this. So props to all of you for understanding this stuff at all.
Oh my gosh. I talked to Crystal Joy Brown when she did your little movie that you did. Yeah. And about the hair, you were, you know, it was all about your hair, apparently.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we went back and forth a lot about like what is the appropriate thing. Like I wanted to hide a lot of it and put it back, and I wanted to show more of like the side cut. And she was kind of the opposite belief of like, well, but yeah, but you want to see that she also has this other side to her, this vulnerability, you know? So we went back and forth and we kind of found a way to like show the side, but have the hair down, you know, she's a very versatile,
very versatile girl.
Very versatile girl.
Oh my gosh. This is great. All right. So thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Of course.
And congrats on everything. Holy cow. The leaps and bounds. I mean, your voice, your mind, your soul, your body. I mean, you really, I mean, holy shit. You've come a long like way.
It's a long way. When I think about the fact that I've been doing this for a decade now,
Isn't that like...
It's kind of nuts. Like, I've been working professionally for a decade. I'm like, wow, 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 wow. But I'm not that old. Okay.
Wow, wow, wow. Definitely not. I actually had to do a double take on your IMDb. I'm like, what? Like, wow.
Yeah.
And you just carry yourself so much more... Well, on Strangers, you came in with, like, your book. No, no, this is what we're doing, kids.
Yeah, that's what happens after a couple of years of, you know, in the start that I had, you learn really fast.
Real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
Real quick. Awesome. Well, hopefully we'll get to catch up again sometime after all of this craziness world gets together, you know.
Yes, yes.
Figure out what it's going to do. And we'll be back for some more. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always lovely to catch up with you.
Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.